fine town called New York City with Mr. Ron Metzke. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great. Doing great. New York City's exciting as always.
It is. Oh, my gosh. Even at 3 in the morning, it's exciting.
Unfortunately,
especially outside my
a lot of people. That's right. That's right.
Another siren?
Yeah.
All right. Come on.
Exactly.
People go to sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's still a lot of fun here. And speaking of that, the integration between Co-op and TMG, what does this mean for the industry? I mean, it was the big news for quite a while.
Yep.
I mean, it's really kind of took everybody like, oh, wow. So what does it mean for the industry?
Working together over the years, I mean, combining the assets really to create a dream team is really pretty exciting for us.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to take those assets and innovate to keep ahead of the fraudsters, you know, keep ahead of what we really need to do for digital transformation, not only for us, but obviously for our credit unions and their members.
Yeah. I like that. Just that one big job is staying ahead of the fraudsters. My gosh, I mean, that's the biggest job.
That's growing, unfortunately,
Unfortunately, you're right. So operations excellence, let's talk about operations excellence here. What does this look like? What is operations excellence? I mean, it's a broad term, but what does it look like from your perspective?
Yeah, well, it's really walking the talk around digital transformation. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking a lot about that here, but for us doing it, using entrepreneurship to be able to build the kinds of solutions that we need for great member experiences.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And where's the biggest opportunity for improvement in operations today for credit unions?
Yeah, I think really optimizing, you know, digital transformation and keep day-to-day operations, you know, moving. That's really kind of a big job.
Mm-hmm.
So planning for that transformation is really important. But not only as you plan for that transformation, but also looking at your processes and technology, you know, are they disjointed? That's going to create a bad member experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep focused on that, you know, as we've really talked about this week a lot around integration, both in terms of processes and technology, that's going to be the key to that member experiences and that digital transformation strategy.
Yeah, that's funny that you just say. I was just talking to Christopher Morris from the foundation, and we were talking about how the consumer is almost spoiled today because of the experiences that Amazon provides and a lot of these, and we expect it going to a credit union website.
Right.
We want that same experience. So is that something that we're shooting for? Are those the stars that we're shooting for, so to speak?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, having that memorable experience, you know, that we heard about yesterday is key to that, you know, being able to listen so that you can create that value and create that memorable experience. That's just a home run.
And that's what brings them back.
Absolutely.
Loyalty. So what needs to change for credit unions to make the digital transformation happen? What needs to change here?
I think really just understanding they need it as a strategy.
Yeah.
It's not as a technology, so that they build that in, to their experience for their members.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a mindset shift,
right.
And they really need to be able to communicate that to their teams, to be able to educate them and embrace it.
Well, I mean, that's where the consumer is going. It's digital. I mean, you know, the branch is still relevant, obviously, but it's evolving, but the whole digitization of all the processes, all the operations and stuff. I mean, like you said, it's a mindset thing. You got to really kind of buy into it and educate yourself and educate your members as well.
Well, you use the Amazon example. We just heard from the NFL CIO, and just when you look at the digitization and mobility there and how that's ramping so fast, it's coming our way. It's here, frankly. So.
Yep.
We've got to be ready for it and be able to manage through that planning.
And speaking of the NFL speakers, what speakers here, I mean, Think is renowned for its top speakers that they bring in from outside the industry. What do any speakers stand out for you?
Well, she was pretty exciting, but I thought, you know, the first day when we had the Disney executive there, I mean, that whole memorable experience and being able to listen for that is really key.
Yep.
You know, being able to get that to a consumer or a member of one, you know, even beyond focus groups or surveys or whatever, because that is that individual experience that you're really trying to manage to.
Storytelling, that's what gets them.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly right.
Ron, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate talking a little integration and operations.
All right.
Well done, man.
Appreciate
all right.
It. Thank you very
Good
much.
Job. Take care of that foot, all right?
Thank you.